Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday with us. And we are looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab a Bible, get your pen and paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord God, we come before you asking for mercy, O God, and asking for grace. O Lord God, we ask that you will search our hearts while we are praying this prayer. Be merciful unto us, O God, and forgive us. Blot out our transgressions. Lord, wash away our iniquities. Oh, Lord God, please purify our hearts. Lord, purge us from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Lord God, make us all over and create in us a clean heart that we may walk upright before you and keep your commandments in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call on you tonight, asking you to stop by here and make your holy visitation. Lord, bless
yes, Lord.
Us during this hour, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God,
yes, Lord.
Take over and let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Bless this ministry tonight, Lord. O God, and everyone who's listening in, let a special blessing come upon them right now. Lord, lay your hand on them. Oh, my God, touch in the name of Jesus. Strengthen and encourage, Lord. Lift heavy burdens. Oh, Lord God, work out problems. Fix it right now, Lord. Only you can do it, my God. We're depending on you, Lord, and we're looking unto you. We're praying, Lord, that you'll remember us in a special way, my God. You can see us down here, Lord. We're going through, we're being tested, and we're being tried, Lord. The enemy is trying to discourage your people. But, Lord God, please give us encouragement and help us to move on, to move forward, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will look down on those who don't know you, Lord. Touch their minds and touch their hearts. Give them the mind to serve you, O Lord. Make yourself known unto them in the name of Jesus. O Lord God, move all around the world, Lord God, and on the hearts of world leaders everywhere. Touch their hearts and their minds, Lord. Put it in them to do what is right. Rebuke corruption, Lord God. Rebuke wickedness and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord God. Remember those, oh God, who are in the war zone and areas, oh Lord, of danger. Keep them in your protection. Save, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Save dying souls, Lord. Be merciful unto them. And Lord, give somebody a chance to repent of their sins, oh God, to be saved, Lord Jesus. You're able to do all things, my God, and there's nothing too hard for you. Nothing is impossible. We are looking unto you, Lord. We pray, God, that you'll remember those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Bless them tonight, Lord, with the blessing that they stand in need of. Move in their behalf, oh God. Move for them right now, Jesus. Work it out, my God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray a special prayer tonight for Sister Rhoda, asking you to lay your hand on her right now, God. Touch her body, Lord. Touch her soul, Lord. Strengthen her. Heal her, Lord God. Make her whole right now. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord God. Do it for her. Lord, while we're praying this prayer, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, a special prayer for Evangelist Patricia Jones, Lord, touch her body right now. Lord God, strengthen her and encourage her, Lord. Heal her of any afflictions, Lord Jesus. You know all about it. We ask that you will bless her tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on all of those who are in the hospital. Lord, my God, touch, heal, deliver, make whole right now. Raise them up off the sick bed or off the bed of affliction. Make them whole tonight, Jesus.
Yes.
Work miracles and work wonders in their lives. Lord, only you can do it. We know you have the power, and we're believing you tonight and taking you at your word. Lord, we pray, God, that you will let your word come forth tonight and let it minister to every hearer. Oh, Lord, everything that we are in need of, we know it's in your word. Lord, so send your word tonight and let it reach near and far. Let somebody's soul be blessed tonight. Let somebody's mind be set free, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from confusion, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able. Oh God, save right now. Remember those who are in the prisons and in the jail. Visit them tonight, my God. Make your holy visitation and save souls, Lord. We believe you tonight, and we count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you tonight for all the blessings you bestowed upon us. We thank you tonight, Lord God, for lifting heavy burdens, oh God. We thank you for giving comfort to those who are bereaved of a loved one or someone close to them. Lord, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for the saving of souls, Lord. We thank you for deliverance. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for all that you've done, Lord, and for what you're about to do. We praise you tonight. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. We magnify you and we lift you up, for you are worthy of all praises. Hallelujah. We give glory and honor to your name. And we ask, Lord God, that you'll accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless
you,
your name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glory to your name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. We thank you.
Bless your name, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Rabbi Joshua Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to read the opening scripture, and I'm going to be reading the 100 number of Psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 100 number of Psalm, verses 1 through 5. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl and for opening prayer. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing 563-999-3634. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Evangelist Patricia Jones lifted up in prayer. Pray for Sister Rhoda, for Danny Thompson, Sister Ann Harrell. Excuse me. We are praying for the Harrell family.
Yes.
Doctor, thank you, the bereaved Harrell family. Amen. Doctor, we're praying for Dr. Betty Ingham Sewell, for Darnell Williams, for the bereaved Jones family, the bereaved Edmond family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hamid in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the bereaved Colbreth family, the bereaved Thompson family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and we're continuing to pray for those who are currently requesting prayer and for those names that you didn't hear but are still on the prayer list. Amen. And the sick and the shut in as well. And pray for one another. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I just want to sing this song. Amen. You gave me my hand to reach out to man, show him your love and your perfect plan. You gave me my ears. I can hear your voice so clear. I can hear the cries of sinners, but cannot wipe away their tears. You gave me my voice to speak your word, to sing all your praises to those who never heard. But with my eyes I see a need for more availability. I see hearts that have been broken, so many people to be free. Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say, my storage is empty and I am available to you. I'm giving back to you all the tools you gave to me. My hands, my eyes, my voice, my ears, so you can use them as you please. I have emptied out my vow so that you can fill me up. And now I'm free and I just want to be more available to you. Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say, my storage is empty and I am available to to you. My storage is empty, and I am available to you. My storage is empty, and I am available to you. Amen. Praise the Lord at this time. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Maybell.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Dr. Hameen. Lord, I'm available unto you. I hope
yes.
you are available unto the Lord, because the Lord needs somebody to go out and be a witness for him. Praise
thank
the
you.
Lord. We thank the Lord for that selection coming through her. And now we want to prepare our hearts for the word of God. And tonight is oldies but goodies in the gospel. So prepare your heart as the word of God. Get ready to come forth. And we have the late Evangelist Melinda Edmond, who will lead us in a word of prayer. God bless you.
Welcome to the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. Now here is Evangelist May Edmond and Evangelist Melinda Edmond.
God bless all of our radio listeners out there in radio land tonight. We thank God for our being here tonight. We thank God because God has blessed and kept us, how the Lord, he even allowed us to come and be here in the radio station once again. We thank God for Evangelist May Edmond. This is Evangelist Melinda Edmond. Glory to God. And we just thank and praise God because God is good to us. Or we thank God for each and every one of you who tune in to listen to the word of God each and every Thursday night. We thank God for you. We know that God, he is a good God, and he will bless us, he will keep us, and we know that the Lord will make ways out of no way. And before we go into a word of prayer, we'd like to remember all those that are on our prayer list. And tonight I'd like to pray a special prayer for Mrs. Margie Brown. We know that God is able. And if you're listening tonight, Margie, just believe the Lord, because we know that God, he is a healer for both body and soul. And all those that have already called and requested prayer, we're going to pray for each and every one of you. And as we go into prayer, we want you to believe the Lord tonight, because we know that God can do all things. We can ask a question, is there anything too hard for God? You believe the Lord tonight for whatever it is that you want. God's got it. Glory to God. We're going to go into prayer. We're going to believe the Lord tonight. Lord, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes,
glory, glory, glory.
Yes,
oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you for another day, Lord. We thank you, my God, for how you blessed and kept us thus far, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we call on you tonight, Lord. Oh, my God, you told us to acknowledge you in all our ways, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we call upon you, Lord, asking that you would stretch out thy mighty hand, Lord. Look down upon us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, send on deliverance, Lord. Oh, Father God, we want you to heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on Mrs. Margie Brown in a special way, Lord God. We want you to touch and heal her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch her, Lord. Make her whole, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let sin be forgiven, Lord. Blot out every transgression, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on all those, Lord, that have requested prayer tonight, in the name of Jesus. You know all about them, Lord. You know them one by one, and name by name. We want you to move in their behalf, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Grant their petition unto them. Oh, God, heal the sick, Lord. Oh, Father, let the weak be made strong, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save the unsaved, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift heavy burdens, make ways out of no ways. Oh, God, send on financial blessings, send on spiritual blessings, in the name of Jesus. Continue to look on Evangelist Man, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen her body, Lord. Oh, God, use her tonight, Jesus. Speak through her, my God, in the name of Jesus. We want you to send our word Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the prayer. At this time, we're going to give it over to Evangelist Mae Edmund. Praise the Lord. God bless every one of our radio listeners. This is Evangelist Mae from Christian Temple at 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey, where Bishop Richard Jackson is our pastor. Praise the Lord. We're going to bring the word of God to you tonight, taken from 1 John, the 5th chapter.
Praise God.
And begin with the first verse. It says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God.
Yes,
and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him.
Yes.
By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments.
Amen.
For this is the love of God,
yes,
that we keep his commandments,
yes,
and his commandments are not grievous.
Amen.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world.
Oh, yes.
And this is the victory that overcometh the world.
Glory to God.
Even our faith.
Yes, yes.
Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth
that
Jesus is the Son of God? Glory to God. Praise God. If I leave a thought with you, it would be we had the victory through Jesus.
Glory to God.
Praise God. I want to dedicate this message to every born-again believer in Christ.
Well, thank you, Jesus.
And every born-again believer that is being tried, that is going through something.
Yes, Lord.
This message is dedicated to you. And if you're not saved and you're listening, you can be saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. Victory means to conquer.
Yes, it does.
To win.
Oh, glory to God.
Defeat of those on the opposite side.
Yes.
And we know of a truth that Satan is our opponent.
Yes, he is.
And in order to be a winner, we have to defeat Satan.
Amen.
And I believe Jesus has already defeated Satan.
Yes.
Because when he died and went down into the heart of the earth, and how that he rose again with all power in his hand.
Yes.
How that he took the sting out of death.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, he did.
Glory to God.
In the book of Corinthians, the 15th chapter.
Yes, Lord.
And about the 55th verse says, oh, death, where is thy sting?
Where is it?
Oh, grave, where is thy victory?
Where is your victory?
The sting of death is sin.
Yes,
and the strength of sin is the law.
Yes.
But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory,
victory
through our Lord Jesus,
yes,
Christ.
Lord Jesus.
So therefore, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God. I know you may be going through something out there.
All right.
While I myself am going through something.
Glory to God.
But I reckon that the suffering of this present time,
yes,
are not worthy,
Lord,
to be compared with the glory,
yes,
which is to be revealed in us.
Lord, yes, sir.
These trials down here only will last for a short time.
Lord.
It's just for a season.
Yes,
after a while,
Lord,
it will all be over.
Yes,
and we can just hold out,
hold out,
and stand our test,
yes,
and every obstacle,
yes,
that will rise against,
Lord,
us.
Hallelujah.
God said in his word,
yes,
we are more than conquerors,
yes,
through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
God,
Lord,
has sent his Son,
Lord,
Jesus.
Lord.
That's what gave us the victory.
Yes.
The Lord sent his only begotten Son,
yes,
that whosoever believeth,
yes,
in him should not perish,
yes,
but have everlasting life.
Everlasting
I say to you,
Lord,
we have the victory,
yes,
through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Victory through the Lord.
Glory
to God, that Jesus said, for Calvary
Cross,
when he went up,
yes,
and he died,
yes,
he hung back,
yes,
on the cross,
oh,
from the 6th to the 9th hour,
yes,
and he dropped his head,
yes,
to the last of his shoulders, and he said, Father,
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 it's finished.
Finished,
and he gave us the ghost,
yes,
when Jesus died on that cross,
yes.
He gave us the victory.
Yes,
victory over death.
Yes,
I heard a songwriter sing a song,
yes,
that if you die now,
right,
you won't have to die no more.
Yes.
If you've been born again,
yes,
if you have repented of your sins,
yes,
you don't have to die no more.
Yes.
Don't let the devil put fear in you.
Yes.
Don't let the devil make you afraid.
Yes.
Because when you're in Christ,
yes,
you have power.
Power.
You have power.
Power,
power to walk,
yes,
power. Amen.